Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there listening in the world, we thank and praise God for you being again at Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. Praise God. We thank and praise God for all of you, amen. Letting you know we care about your soul. I know I care about people's soul. Amen. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. Praise God. Once you repent of your sins and let God come into your heart, praise God. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2:38, praise God. And Acts 3:19 even tells us, repent and be thou converted. And that's what we have to do, praise God. Amen. Have you been converted? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise the Lord. And we want everyone to know that they need to receive the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you, amen, that means that you don't have God abiding in you, amen. Yeah, what do I mean by that? See, because the Holy Ghost actually is God itself, amen. So we see here today, you know, that you must have the Holy Ghost within you. Because Jesus talked about the Holy Ghost, amen. He said that he and his Father would come and take his abode with you, praise God. Amen. How do you know you have the Holy Ghost? Praise God. Amen. That fire baptized. How do you know you have that fire baptism? Amen. You need to have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit give others. Amen. So we see here today. And when you feel that, amen, then you can feel the sensational. Amen. The sensational, the dunamis, the power of God that is in you, praise God, because God will take his abode with you, amen, through the Holy Ghost, and out of your mouth will come wonderful works, amen, wonderful, amen, tongues, praise God. If you see here today, God loves you. I'm not talking about tongues you learn in high school on the way going, coming up, amen. I'm talking about miracle tongues, praise God. God will bless you, amen, and help you today. If you don't have that, you're living beneath your privilege, all right? And true, there are some people are preaching and teaching and doing all kinds of things and don't have that Pentecostal experience, praise God. So we want you to know that you need to have the Holy Ghost, amen, and with the evidence of speaking in tongues, not just a fever, a chill, some kind of feeling of guilt and all that, amen. You need to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Letting you know today. All right. Give an honor to him. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, who is Lord of all. Praise God. We give an honor to him today. All right. Who is first in our life. Praise God. You know, letting you know that God was in him, reconciling the world into himself. Amen. So we see here today that you must come to Jesus Christ. Amen. And be saved. Praise God. You need to come to him. Amen. Amen. We are located on Oswald and 22nd here in the great city of Tampa, Florida. Amen. So we want you to know that God loves you. Amen. Oswald and 22nd address is 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida. Let you know that God cares for you. All right. We was going to talk about family matters, but along with that, we're talking about a vision, amen, of the family, how you need to have vision, amen. When you got a regular family unit, a man, a woman, and a male and a female, amen, and children, amen, that came from that reunion, amen, we find that that's a correct structure. All right, not these structures that they got going on right now in these modern days world in the United States of today. Amen. But the real structure, amen, where God made him male and female, all right, and they, in other words, a man should cleave to his wife. Because the scripture say, wherefore a man should leave his mother and his father, his father and his mother, whatever it is. In other words, when he leave his mother and his father, he should cleave to his wife. And last time I checked, amen, the wife was a female and the male was a male. All right, so we see here today, all right, we're not talking about the stuff that they got going on nowadays with homosexual and bisexual and lesbianism and all that kind of stuff. And then we're talking about the real right way. But for that, you know, well, I'm concerned, we're not going to touch on much of that today. Praise God. But we want to touch on, all right, what is going on in today's world right now with the children, the way they are nowadays, and you know, the parents and so forth. We're going to touch on that a little bit. Amen. Other scripture says, amen, Hosea 4 and 6, it talks about, amen, it says, for my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because thou has rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priestess to me, seeing thou has forgotten the law of my God. Look what it says. I will also reject thou children. Wow. Isn't that something? So in other words, we'll talk about today, in the family, sometimes you have a generational curse, all right, and sometimes it goes deep, amen, with all the stuff that people are doing with the drinking and seeking after pleasure and doing all these different things, amen, that is against God's word. They don't take up time to find out. Amen. Are they in the Word of God? Are they living according to God's way? So we see here today that so many people have gone away from the Scripture, far away from the Scripture. So we see that they're in error, all right, and things are going on. You think about here in America, how many people getting killed, you know, by violence and so forth nowadays. You know, years ago, you know, in some neighborhood, in some towns, you didn't have a murder, amen, in years. You know, that back way back in the days. But now you got murdering, people murdering one another, killing one another, you know, disobedient to the parents. The children are rampaging and so forth. Look at what's going on today. Even with the police and these people out there routing, you know, they're going out there doing all kinds of crazy things these days. Somebody actually said, you know, what could stop a lot of this? I said, one thing, you know, you got to look at it. You know, some people don't recognize the authority, right? And sometimes the authority don't recognize their position. They overuse their position, praise God. So in other words, we see here today that, you know, the police is shooting people and people are throwing things at the police. I was looking on television how people were stomping in the police SUV. I said, Lord, what is going on with this world? So see, the thing is that God has said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. All right? And then he tells us, you know, because you reject knowledge, he's going to reject you. So we see here today, you got to look at things. I remember, you know, I used to get out of the car when the police stopped me and go up to them. And now I don't do that no more. They used to say, well, why don't you go greet the police when you're getting out of the car when you stop me? I said, no, the police says stay in the car. All right. So I did that one time. The police told me, stay in the car. Just get back in the car. Stay there. All right. And that was for his safety also. But the thing is, nowadays, you can't be doing that stuff, jumping up out of the car. What are you stopping me for? You might get shot, shown up. All right. So we see here today, amen, that you have to have use some wisdom and knowledge in dealing with the police and so forth. Because actually they're trained to be kind of arrogant in a way. I understand that because, you know, they want to be in charge, you know, and they have to put the position in authority to be in charge when they make a traffic stop. When they're coming in, and I used to think, well, the police is too arrogant and too, you know, too rough with the people and so forth. They don't know how to talk to the people. But actually, they're trained that way. Praise God. A lot of them are trained to take authority. So we see here today. But anyway, as I was saying with the family, though, I mean, you got to train the child in the way that he should go. All right. And see, you know, though he may leave the faith in the way his training, but it'll come back to him a lot of time when he think about it. So my dad told me this, my father told me this, you know, my mother told me this, all right, you know. But what happened is that a lot of people don't understand how to have respect toward each other. Amen. You got to have that now. But in the family, they say a village raises a child. That's what they say. It takes a village. You know, that's what they're saying now. All right. But let me tell you something. All right. My mother didn't play. All right. She, you know, the thing is now, and I got whoopings. I got you know, chastised and so forth. But, you know, I thank God for it because of the fact that now I know. See. When them children out there in the police or the prison guards in, all right, you know, there's no thing talking about child abuse or anything like that, because, you know, they're going to take authority and do it. I know a guy said he wasn't coming out of his cell, all right? He said he wasn't coming out of his cell. But guess what? He came out of that cell. Amen. After they got this big old board, they coming out with about four or five of them, and they get on the end of those sticks, they got those things that shock you, and you coming out of there, all right? So it ain't a question if you coming in, you're not coming out, you coming out of there, because they're going to come get you, and they're going to put it with you. They stick you with that electric thing that put the voltage in you, and you coming out of there. That's right. They got this military grade pepper spray, and along with that taser. Oh no, you coming out of there? So we see that you're gonna come out of there walking, and you're gonna be out there shaking the piano. You know, they're gonna light you up. As I say, that's where it is. But see, here's the thing is, all right. You know, I tell people, I say, I say, the man got a gun. Comply to what he says, all right? Don't go out and make no unexpected move, because guess what? You can end up getting shot nowadays, all right? You know, you can end up getting shot now these days. So I'm telling you, nowadays, you got to have wisdom and knowledge. We need to teach our children wisdom and knowledge and how to think. We have to teach our children how to, you know, face different situations and question them sometimes. Well, how do you feel? What would you do in a situation like what you're in or whatever? You got to cause your children to think, praise God, and that's what you got to do. Well, the scripture tells us that, all right? The scripture tells us also that in Proverbs 29:18 says, wisdom and knowledge should be the stability of the time. And now you found this path, you're going to have some knowledge and wisdom and understanding, praise God. So we see here, you're going to have to do it. So, you know, to keep yourself safe and right, amen, and that's what you're going to have to do. And then I tell people, you know, why do some stuff that you know you're going to regret? Why victimize yourself, all right? Why are you going out there victimizing yourself, all right? You know, think about it. I heard a man say, we have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us. That's right. You know, because yourself is the most vicious enemy to yourself a lot of time because of the fact you neglect wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and instruction, all right? So that is what a lot of people do not understand, praise God. So, you know, in dealing with the family, you got a family unit. That was one of the first institutions, probably the first institution that God created, a man and his wife, all right? And then they began to have children, all right? So we see here today that you got to have wisdom and knowledge and understanding, amen, and listen to instruction in order to make it through these last days, these tough days as it is, all right? So when you don't know how to do something, you better find some instruction on how to do something. I remember one time I tried to tell you, I tried to put a bike together one time years ago when I was a little boy, and I was telling my mother, I said, I could do it, I could do it, I could do it. And, man, I had things in the wrong places. You know, the wheels was all wrong, the handlebar was all wrong. All kinds of because I didn't read the instructions. So you got to have learn to read and take attention to instructions. All right. So we see here today, amen, that God wants us to do that. God wants us to do it today. That we need to teach our children to be responsible. All right, and be how to be providers and how to operate under pressure, you know. You know, if you put your child under a pressure situation, teach them how to handle pressure, all right? Teach them how to handle it sometimes, amen. So we see here today that you have to do it, praise God. You know, a lot of people don't understand. So as we see, amen, so wisdom and knowledge should be the stability of the time, amen. Well, I'm sorry, that was in Isaiah 33:6. Wisdom and knowledge should be the stability of the time. That's Isaiah. All right, but the other scripture is, amen, where there is no vision, the people perish. So where's your vision? Where's your insight vision and your foresight vision? All right, you got those insight vision and the foresight vision. And Moses had hindsight vision because God gave it to him, praise God. What happened in about before, you know, he was born and all of these and the reasons why. But we see here today, all right, you got to do that. You got to do that. I tell you, men, they need to train the young men how to become builders and creators, all right, and how to do things, all right, and how to form and make things work and show them how to do things. Amen. Even Jesus, amen. Joseph was a carpenter. He would spend time and showing Jesus how to do those things. And Jesus helped his father, I mean his stepfather, Joseph, amen, and that's in being a builder. And but before then, I mean, God is a creator who created all things and built everything. I tell a person the other day, if you don't believe in God, you need to look at it, appreciate him for giving you breath to breathe. Amen. This air to breathe, this oxygen here we have here. Amen. The water to drink. You got to appreciate the Lord for those things. You got to appreciate God for all the water, the oxygen, those things that help sustain life on this earth, praise God. Because guess what? If the moon was 1 mile closer, we would burn up. Think about it. You know, I either maybe fall around about, let's go down 50, 60 feet, we'd probably burn up. All right, so we see here today, if the sun was, in other words, if the sun was that close, we could burn up. All right, so God created the heaven and the earth with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He did these things. So we see here, you got to have it. You got to have it. So why is the family unit messed up with all kinds of different stuff that is against the family? Amen. We talked about divorces and irreconciling, conditions. In other words, like people talking about, I can't get along. We can't. We argue all the time, fuss all the time. Well, you need to get some counsel. All right, you need to find out what's wrong here. I mean, so irreconciling differences, that's what they call it. But, you know, because they can't be reconciled or whatever like that. All right, but I believe, amen, if you love somebody and you care about it, you try everything you can to get it to work for you, for both of you. Amen. You become what each other wants to be. I mean, we have to learn to please our wife. And I like to say this here. I've been married for 46 years, going on 47. All right, and you have to learn how to please your wife. All right, come on now. All right, you have to learn. I tell guys, I say, you got to learn what your wife likes. All right, some men think the wife or the woman likes sex all the time. Everybody's going to think more than that. All right, and she can get sex from anybody, any of those guys out there. All right, and nowadays, you know, the days that we live in are not so evil, they get it from other women some kind of way. So, you know, you think about that, you know, all right? So you know, you got to do it. I say a woman likes to feel good. All right, she like to know that she's needed. You know, she. When the last time you told your wife that you need her, that you loved her, that you care for her, that she's special, all right, and she's important to you. When was the last time you said that to your wife, all right, and that you care about her being and care about what she do? When is the last time you say that? Now, a lot of times men don't say things like that to their wife. But it's a needed thing for a man to say those things to his wife. All right? And the same thing with your children. You know, you have to make sure that they know that you love them, that you care about them, and that you're there for them, for their well-being. All right? So we see here today, all right, that you have to do these things. God loves you, and He cares about you. You know, the Scripture tells us you got to be submitted one to another. In other words, you got to submitting yourself one to another. And then it goes down and say how the wife should submit herself to her husband in all ways, in all things. In other words. So we see here, you got to practice those things and live out those things that God wants to do to keep men and female together and working together and helping. So we see here. So, you know, that's what we have to do, praise God. We have to know it. All right. So, in pleasing one another, all right, you got to know what your wife like. You got to know what your husband like. You got to know. I've seen people get married over passion, thinking that they, you know, because they have had great sex or something like that, and they think that that person is that person. But all to find out, amen, that the person that they married is different from the person that they met. Think about it. the person that they met was, they thought they were sweet and nice and good and happy-go-lucky and being a great person and all that. But the next thing you know, they find out that they are mean. All right? They are mean and always talking about hate and stuff before, hating each other and all those things. So we find out is that the family institution is great, amen, but we got to see it. You know, we have to work, all right, for the family institution. We got to work toward it more than anything nowadays to keep it together. Why? Because all kinds of things is coming against it, all right? Like I say, fornication, adultery, lying, cheating, all right, meaning infidelity and all these different things. You know, pedophiles, all this stuff is coming against family, people, family is attacking them. And then if that's not enough, the children going out there robbing people, all right? The dad going out there robbing people, going to jail when he should be home, and then teaching his children how to go, how to become successful and resourceful young people, all right? But we see here today that people need to look at this thing, all right, that they need to repent of their sins and get back on track. You know, what hurts me the most is see people, all right, walk away from their children and their wife, especially some of these men. I say, how come you? Well, I'm not happy. I say, well, you got to do something to make yourself happy. You know, because they don't spend time with the kids. It's precious when you can spend time with your children, you know, and your wife, and on a Saturday when y'all can go places and do things, and it's nothing but going out and get some ice cream, a hot dog, going to a local baseball game or anything like that, you know, on Saturdays or whatever day you're off that you can do things, and to bring them into a church unit where they can understand, all right, some church ethics, some ethics of godliness, how to be godly, and how to learn to study the scripture and find out what is acceptable to God and what is not acceptable. So we see the other day that you have to train those children the way that they should go. Amen. We thank and praise God. So as we go on, praise the Lord. Amen. So we only have just a few more minutes. But I want to let you know today, praise God, we're going to continue some more into this next week until you know that you have to train your kids and teach them and be nice. And they showed a guy the other day inside one of the stores pulling his daughter hair along with the buggy. All right. So that's considered amen, abuse, all right? So we see you every day. Well, I want to let you know that, like I said, we're on Osmond and 22nd in Tampa, Florida, 4711 North 22nd Street, amen, Tampa, Florida, 33610, that's what it is, the zip code there. So I'm letting you know that you need to come. I'm Brother Braxton, Ernest Braxton, amen. And I'm letting you know, amen. My number, my phone number, 813-438-4840 in US of A. And then you know that God loves you. We care about your souls today. Amen. We'll continue more on the family structure, the things about the family next week that we need to let people know about. And you have to try to escape that generation curse of alcohol and drugs and all these different things that is out here attacking the family, all these different things that is coming up against it. And we see that children, all right, they have rough times out there because they see their parents doing something like that. They do. So we love you. Amen. Give an honor to our Apostle C.A. Coward, Apostle C.A. Coward, all right, and then my Bishop, Adrian Adrian Shaw. Adrian M. Shaw. Amen. We want you to know that, you know, we care about everyone out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Also, amen, our district elder here. Amen. Elder Ray Johnson. Amen. All of them. All of the ministers, the pastors, the bishops, and everybody. All the churches of God, the Bible way. Amen. And we thank God for those blessed men. Amen. The great teachers and great brothers. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Check me out next week, 6:30. 6:30. Amen. Here in Tampa. Amen. So, you know, your time may be a little different than other areas, but I want you to check me out. Praise God. We're going to talk more about the family. Next week, we'll talk about the marriage part of the family, how we could help people in their marriage to begin to realize that they need to stay together and learn to love one another and learn to treat each other with respect and honor and decency and love and caring, amen, about one another and sharing, amen. We thank and praise God for all of you that do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're out, praise God. Thank God for all of you. Amen. Give an honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All honor and praise is good to our God. Amen. Our Father, the creator of all heaven and earth, give an honor to him. Amen. Every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God. God bless you.